We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, today is it, the last day for the city mayoral candidates to make their case before voters head to the polls tomorrow. Eric Adams on CNN says Andrew Yang and Catherine Garcia teaming up to campaign together on Juneteenth tells him they are trying to prevent a candidate of color from becoming mayor.
One, she stated that she was not endorsing Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang stated that he was endorsing him, her, and his attitude was just basically, we want to make sure that we're keeping Adams and others out of the place of mayor. It just sends the wrong message to those in our city.
Maya Wiley on Pix 11 says she was asked if she wanted to participate in this cooperative venture with Andrew Yang's people, and she said no.
Anytime you're running for office and asking for the people's trust, you know, it's really important that you make sure you're standing up for your principles, because people want to know what they are, and you have to show them, I think, every day.
Yang says he's campaigning with Garcia because she would be his number two pick in ranked choice voting. Garcia has only said she's campaigning to support ranked choice voting. There are some scathing accusations against the NYPD over arrests today. The Daily News reports four officers in sworn declarations are claiming an off-the-books arrest quota system targeted blacks and Latinos. The documents soon to be filed in Manhattan federal court add further detail to a long-running suit launched by four other minority cops claiming they faced retaliation for not arresting enough people of color, and that white officers allegedly did not face the arrest expectations. The NYPD released a statement today saying the allegations of race-based quotas or a policy of numerical quotas are false, and we are confident the evidence will show that. Beyond that, we will make our statements in court. The NYPD reinvestigating a cold case right now. 20 years ago, Sean Wefield of Brooklyn was shot and wounded by a trio of robbers. Now the 42-year-old father of three sons, Wilfield, has died of sepsis. The medical examiner says his death this month was a homicide because he died from complications related to his two-decade-old gunshot wounds. So the search is on anew for the suspects who shot him. The Stonewall Inn's owners say they won't serve certain beers at the famous LGBT bar during Pride weekend to protest manufacturer Anheuser-Busch's political contributions to some politicians who have supported anti-LGBT legislation. The co-owners say they will be instituting the ban on Friday in support of the Keep Your Pride campaign, targeting a total of five companies. Anheuser-Busch says we have a clear role to play in bringing real change and creating an inclusive and equitable world where we cherish and celebrate one another. A study by UC Berkeley says some of the nation's big metro regions have become more segregated over the past 30 years. Some of the more segregated areas, according to Berkeley, include New York and northern New Jersey, plus Philly and Chicago. The study finds 81% of regions with more than 200,000 residents were more segregated in 2019 than they were in 1990, despite fair housing laws and policies created to promote integration. A woman has died allegedly at the hands of her jealous husband. Police say 49-year-old Maria Kelly was beaten with a crowbar last week by her husband, 63-year-old Julio Aponte. She died Friday, 4 days later. After the attack at a bus stop in Washington Heights, where he accused her of cheating on him, the attempted murder charges he's facing will now probably be upgraded. A noon rally is planned by bus riders and transit advocates at the 181st Street busway in Upper Manhattan. Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance telling 1010 Winds they want the MTA to speed up bus service by letting riders pay with Omni at the back door.
All buses have been equipped with Omni readers at all doors. So for riders paying with Omni, they could just tap and go at the back door as easily as they do at the front door, if only the governor and the MTA would turn on those backdoor Omni readers.
Perlstein downplayed concerns that people will use the second door to sneak onto the bus without paying. A report finds Omni readers at the second door reduces the amount of time buses spend standing still at stops by 40% to 50%.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.